This will be camera roll 99s. What? What'd you say?
This is the camera, the last roll from last night.
Oh. Hold on, please. Well, we'll be sliding this later. This is sound roll 100 for sure. Disregard all the other.
This goes with the last half. You rolling?
Yeah.
This goes with the last half of the second roll on the scene with the television set, the night scene with the television set going.
But start on the paint, on the picture. I keep thinking it's a painting, it's a photograph.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm rolling on.
This is a picture of my father and mother, and I've had it ever since I can remember. We've had it. My father, he come from upstate New York. My mother was born in Versia. And they bought this place in 1903. And it's been in our name ever since.
Picture mean a lot to you.
Yeah. That means more to me than anything else I got. If I had a fire, I'd grab a picture and to hell with everything else. I'll probably keep that picture as long as I keep anything.
Could you tell me, Kenneth, what your father's folks did?
Oh, my father's folks, he was a lumberjack, lived up in Adirondacks, and worked in the woods all his life. And he got killed by a big bull spruce tree, come down onto him, and drove the limbs all through his body. He lived 3 days after that.
Did they have horses? They used the horses in the woods?
No, not so much then. Some. Horses, mostly cattle.
Like oxen?
Yeah.
Your father ever use oxen here?
No, there's always a horseman. He didn't care for cattle too much. I've heard him tell about skidding up in Adirondacks, the one big black ox. He skidded with him alone. But he wasn't much of an ox man.
You've always considered yourself a horseman?
Well, I've always had horses, you might say. I've had horses ever since I was 19.
That's about when you first owned this place.
Yeah, I had to wait a year before I come of age where I could buy it. I started in when I was 20 years old. And I've been here most of the time since. I can remember as long as I can remember anything.
Did it always hang there?
Well, different places. Used to hang over on the other side. And it's been right in this room for a good many years.
Do you want to open up app something?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you want to do it now?
Well, or later if you want to ask questions.
Do that now, okay?
Okay.
Did I change the slide?
Richard, I tell you what I need is I need you out because of the reflections.
Hello. This is sound roll 100 continuing, and this will be camera roll 99, exterior on porch. I'll get a tail slick.
Yeah, just watch that mic wobbling around.
I will.
Tail slick? Okay. I can just see the mic reflection. Now it's okay.
Okay.
Alright?
Yep.
Roll.
So, I was wondering, when you were saying that you might have to sell the horses, because they're getting old, what would you do for a team then?
Oh, I don't know. Or buy another team or get a low tractor. Horses are pretty high now. I like another young team, but they're pretty high. And I have to sell the old horses when they can't eat. But you can't keep them up.
How are their teeth now?
They get worn down pretty well. They're old horses.
And you had said they never been shod.
Well, I imagine they have been shod, but they haven't been shod for a long time. I don't imagine it being shod for 10 or 15 years. Both of them would be good to shoot forward. I don't think they'd be so good behind. Pick up the feet most anywhere forward.
Another season sugaring might be hard for him with that shoes then.
No, not ordinary, unless it's awful icy. Same as this year it was hard for him because it was so icy underneath. But they didn't do much sugaring this year. Three, four times because of all the sugaring they done. Done most of it with the bulldozer. Tractor.
Tell me about the tractor you got from the auction, the red one.
Oh, the International tractor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fine model C. That's high up. I don't like anything too high now. It's a good old tractor, but it don't start too awful good. Runs good after you get it started.
When did you get that?
Oh, about 12 years ago. That is about 12 years. 12 years and I never used it. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, I could see how you'd prefer horses.
Well, I've always used horses. And you haven't got too much equipment for a tractor. Most all horse-drawn equipment. The only equipment I got for the tractor is plows. I can't plow quite as deep with horses, but I can make a better looking piece than you can with a tractor. A good plow team will make a nicer looking job than a tractor.
Yeah, I remember the oats piece on the hill when you were done with it. It's really something.
Yeah. You can do a good job with bare horses.
And for most things, I think they plow deep enough.
Yeah. Well, of course, the more dirt you get, the better it is. Horses will plow 6-7 inches deep, tractor will plow 9. But where it's always been plowed with horses, you're bound to rip up more stone with a tractor than you ever would with horses.
I wanted to ask you all along, since we started this movie last year, how do you feel about having a movie made of you?
It's all right.
And what you've seen so far, do you like it?
Yeah, it's come out good. There's quite a lot more to this movie business than what I figured. It's just about like farming. You have to have a lot of equipment and I have to do a lot of hard work to get it.
Okay.
Damn flies trying to get you.